It started in Poland. I was promised a job in the UK. I was told that I would have a better life here and that in Poland, and I would not be able to make it good at all. So I said yes. I came to the UK and I was told that the Roma people would help find me a job, and then they would help find me a flat so that I could get a place of my own. After arriving in the UK on Sunday, it turned out that I had to go to the shops and start stealing. The first shop, Wilkinson, from which I had to steal a full trolley of household cleaning products. On the same day, I went to a factory to leave my CV, and the factory got in touch with the same day. I went for an induction training and I started work on Monday together with my partner. We only got £600 in wages, as most of the money was taken from us by our oppressors towards, as they have put it, the cost they incurred for getting us here from Poland. They said it was towards transport, food and other bills. We would work two shifts. After finishing work, I was forced to get on the taxi and drive around the shops stealing various goods such as household cleaning products, food, clothes. I had to steal everything they wanted. They would put stuff in the trolley and leave me with the trolley in the shop. I then had to leave the shop with the trolley packed with all the goods. I was caught twice. First time I got caught by the police in Asda. The police took us home. I did not suffer any consequences that time. Second time I was caught in a clothing shop in Leeds. The goods were worth more than £600. I was arrested and released under one condition, that we report at some church where someone would help us get back to Poland. As soon as I turned my phone on and the Roma people realised that I'm out, they called me and picked me up. Two Roma people, the sons of the woman who was in charge, booted me really badly after this. This lasted from 1st September to November, and every day we would have to steal for them. We could not go out anywhere on the weekends. Every time we went out, they would call us asking where we were, what we did, etc. We wanted to do some overtime so we didn't have to steal, and the more I earned, the more the Roma people were taking it to their own pockets. I had to pay for bus fares and I needed to buy cigarettes, and when the Roma people saw that I got myself a hamburger or something else, they would sarcastically call me a woman of wealth. I had to clean the flat as well, and when I said I was tired, they would reply that I should not be tired as I don't do anything anyway. My partner had to put wallpaper on the walls in their house. The children would distract him all the time. I found an ad in the local newspaper about a room to rent, and I called the landlord to make an appointment to see the room. My partner and I went to see the room and we really liked it. So I told the landlady about our situation, and I said that we didn't have any money that week, but we would pay the rent in 7 days after we get paid. She was very understanding and she let us the room. When we went back to the place we lived with the Roma people and we started to pack, the Roma people started suspecting that something was cooking. We told them we were going on late shift and that we were leaving soon. The Roma women had my money, so we went to the post office with me one day to withdraw the money for me, and she had the audacity to ask for a £20 loan for food for her children. This situation has finally come to an end, and after running away from them, we were helped by the police. English classes, so that I could learn English, help with creating a CV and with looking for work. I did two courses through ICOS. Every time I needed help and support, ICOS have been there for me. My project worker has been there for me too. They helped me with translation, interpreting, filling forms in, etc. Yes, definitely. The gypsies were arrested and sentenced, but I'm still afraid of going back to Poland. I'm happy and settled now. I have my own house, I have a job, support from ICOS, from the state. I'd only been with the Roma people for a couple of months, but there are other people who have been living with the Roma people for years, and I would like to say that they should not be afraid of the Roma people. They should do everything to be able to leave and save their lives. There was another Polish guy with us who was being treated as like rubbish. He would not be allowed to sleep in a bed or even use the toilet. He had to go outside and look for a public place to do his business, or he was told to use a bucket. There was a Polish lady, Ella, who was treated by them like rubbish too. I had to clean the house, clean after their children, after bath, wash the bathroom, put their children's clothes away. They treated me as their slave and servant.